In this video, we'll discuss signs of lack of clarity and focus. Many people are trying to make sense of their lives because of uncertainty. The good news is that it is possible to have clarity and a focus in life. However, you cannot enjoy these when you have not been able to ascertain your level of clarity. In this chapter, we'll highlight and discuss some of the common signs of uncertainty. Multiple goals. Nothing speaks more volumes about the fact that you don't have a plan than when you have numerous goals. In the long run, you'll be confused. It's not as though you need to be a specialist in one area. Still, you'll increase your chances of success when you have a particular niche that maximizes your strength. Every field has its niche. Medical professionals don't focus on the same area. The ones that treat teeth are different from the ones that treat eyes. As an investor, there is nothing wrong with diversification. Moreover, it's not advisable to put your eggs in one basket, yet you should have the main area that you give the most attention to. It's better to have an area where you are an expert. In that niche, you know the potential risks and chances of success of a project due to your expertise and experience. If you have other areas you would like to invest in, seek the help of experts in that niche to help you make the best investment decision. Instability. Another way you can know that you don't have a clear plan is when you have a culture of jumping from one career path to the other. It's normal when you realize at some point in your life that you need to make tweaks here and there in the light of new realities. You might have chosen a career path at some point because you don't have enough information about it. You'll not be the first person to choose a profession out of excitement. Still, you need to check your approach to things if you barely work a job within 6 months or a year within 3 years. Of course, there are unfortunate situations, such as your company being forced to lay off workers due to economic situations. This was the case for many people during the coronavirus pandemic. However, if the reason for your instability is that you keep leaving a job and applying for another one, you need to go back to the drawing board and ask yourself what you really want. Frequent chop and change. As we grow older, we make better decisions because of better exposure and experiences. However, something is seriously amiss when you make radical changes within a short period. This instability can also be seen in the light of your relationship and marital choices. It's not normal when your best friend 6 months ago stopped being your friend. It gets worse when it happens a lot. It is at the height of it when you have a culture of dating different people within a short period. It is a sign that you don't have a clear plan and reason for starting out in the first place. You will hurt many people when you don't start out with clarity. You'll hurt your boss when you abandon a job, especially when that person sees you as a quality professional. In the same way, you'll hurt your partner when you walk out of a relationship, especially when the person is already planning a future with you. So to avoid breaking the hearts of people and making unnecessary enemies, start out with clarity. Consistent trial and error approach. There's no way you'll be functioning at the peak of your powers. There are situations when you have to try different approaches before you stick to a winning formula. For example, the coach of a football club might try different formations before he or she finally decides the one that is best for the characteristics of the players at his or her disposal. However, you cannot go through life experimenting all the way. Some experiments can cost you a lot. Besides, you might hurt people along the way by starting and stopping. So it is better that you think things through before you start. You will confuse yourself and confuse the people that find themselves as guinea pigs of your experiment. Some of them might feel used and hate you. It's not everyone that forgives easily. Some of them might even hurt you or hurt your loved ones. Therefore, a trial and error approach isn't the best for all parties involved. Have a clear plan and follow through unless it's obvious that it cannot work anymore. Dissatisfaction. Even when you are yet to achieve your aim, the fact that you feel that you know what you need to do to make it happen gives you positive emotions in the meantime. Your happiness should be your priority. You'll not always get what you want at the time you want it in life. You'll have to wait for the right opportunity to pounce. When you don't have a clear plan, you'll jump at every opportunity without thinking whether it's right for you or not. It's not every opportunity that will suit you. You need to weigh the pros and cons of a situation before you jump into it. If you dive in without considering how it might affect you in the future, you will either have to quit apologetically or stick there like a stoic. You'll be suffering and you will feel that you are stuck. It's not a good feeling when you feel that you keep making mistakes and missing the target. To avoid living your life that way, start with a clear plan. Lack of confidence. Overconfidence isn't a good attribute to possess. Still, it is better to have extremely high self-esteem than have none. People might perceive you as an arrogant person when you have high self-esteem. However, you cannot afford to look down on yourself. You should have a realistic evaluation of your chances, but you should never allow anyone to write you off. You should back yourself even when no one is giving you a chance. Confidence is often a product of a clear plan. When you know what you want and how you can make it happen, it builds your self-esteem. You already know what it takes to be a success, and you will be fighting tooth and nail to ensure that your dream comes to pass. The reverse is the case when you have no idea what to expect. You will be hoping that a force out there helps you, which affects your level of confidence. Emotional disturbances. When you don't have a good grasp of what you want and how to get it, you will feel like a fish out of water. It gets worse when your friends begin to talk about their plans, what they have done so far, and what they still need to do. You'll want to avoid those kind of conversations as much as possible, because you know that you don't have something tangible to talk about. The good news is that it's possible to rid yourself of this feeling by putting the appropriate measures in place. It begins by eliminating uncertainty and choosing what will be worth your time and energy. In the next chapter, we'll discuss the hacks that can help you put your life together and have a clear picture of the kind of man or woman of your dream. It's easier when you know how to go about it.